Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're looking at the subject of Bible separation. It's important. Stay tuned. There's no doubt in our minds that the Bible does teach that we are to be separate. There's a major doctrine on that subject in the Bible. But the question is, where do we draw the line concerning the subject of separation? Well, we've seen in our previous broadcast that, first of all, the Bible says to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed. So if we want to learn where to draw the line, we're going to have to do some work. Next, we need to be willing to change. If we find out something in the Word of God that is not in direct relationship to where we're traveling and who we're traveling with, we need to be willing to change, and that can be very costly. It can cost you some dear friends, and it, in fact, will cost you some dear friends. There's no doubt about it. We need to be willing to do His will. Jesus said, if you do my will, John 7, verse 17, then you'll know my doctrine. It's very simple. So we know the doctrine of separation. We have to be willing to do His will. Next, we saw that in John 8 and 31, it says we need to continue in the Word. If we continue in the Word, then we'll know the truth. And so, if we want to know where the lines are to be drawn, we got to do the homework. We got to get into the Word of God, get the Word of God in us, the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth, and say, Lord, where is the line? Where do you want me to draw the line on this music? Where do you want me to draw the line with my dress standards? Where do you want me to draw the line with who I fellowship with, etc., etc.? We just need to be willing to study, to do His will, to continue in His Word. And then we saw in a previous broadcast in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, there's some people we're going to have to shun. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it says, prove all things. Prove all things. That word prove has been translated try four times. In other words, we need to put them on trial, put all things on trial, whether that has to do with music or whatever it is. We put it on trial and we do that with the Word of God. We saw also that in Hebrews 5 and verse number 14 that we need to have our spiritual senses exercised in order to discern the truth, discern what is good and discern what is not good. Now, as we get into this program, we want to look at the subject of identifying the compromisers. If we're going to draw a line, like Moses did, he drew a line in the sand and said, who's on the Lord's side? Come on over here. And the wise people did. We're going to have to draw a line and say, all right, this is where I stand, and I'm wondering who's on the other side of the line. To identify the compromiser is to determine who or what someone is. That's what it means to identify. Determine who or what someone is. What is a compromiser? A compromiser is someone who accepts standards that are not acceptable under the Lord. And if we want to know what is acceptable under the Lord, all we have to do is look into His Word. Now, Romans chapter 16, verse 17 says, now I beseech you, brethren. Got that now? He's talking to us Christians. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. And so he says, mark them and avoid them. Did anybody do that in the Bible? Yeah, 2 Timothy 2:17. Paul said, referring to those Hymenaeus and Philetus, he said, their word doth eat as does a canker. And he named them. Here we are, 2,000 years later. What happened here? Paul identified these compromisers and he put their name in the Bible like the Holy Spirit told him to do. Did he do any more of that? Yeah. For 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 20, he speaks of Hymenaeus and Alexander. Oh, Hymenaeus has picked up another buddy. Yeah, that's what they do. He said, I have delivered them unto Satan that they learn not to blaspheme. Did you expose anybody else, Paul? Yeah, 1 Timothy 1:15. He talked about Phygellus and Hermogenes, he said, are among those who have turned away from me. In 2 Timothy 4:10, he said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. So he's going to expose Demas. Demas traveled with him for a long time, you know, and yet he, having loved this present world, well, he said, we better know who he is, because you don't want him to be your buddy. 2 Timothy 4:14, he talked about Alexander the coppersmith. He did me much evil, he said. The Lord reward him according to his work. So what are we doing here? Paul is identifying the compromisers, and that's what we're supposed to do today, to identify the compromisers. We have another account of this in Galatians chapter 2, where we read in Galatians 2 and verse number 4 that some false brethren had come in, and they were causing some problems. And we read in verse 5 that Paul said, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue. You don't give place to these people who are promoting a false doctrine. Well, you get down to verse number 11, and it says here that when Peter was come to Antioch, Paul said, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Now, Paul and Peter were very good friends. That doesn't matter. If you're going to go against what the Bible says, Paul said, I withstood him to the face. Why? Well, he's getting involved here. It says before that certain men came from James, Peter, he ate with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them of the circumcision. Well, Peter was a very influential person here. And we read here in verse number 13, as a result of his influence, other Jews dissembled likewise with him. And it goes on to say, insomuch that even Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. That word means hypocrisy. Well, in verse number 14, we read, but when I, that is Paul, saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles and not after the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as Jews? What is the matter with you, Peter? He is before them all. Now, Paul could have taken Peter into a back room and said, listen, we need to discuss this. You need to settle down here. You're going away in some hypocrisy here, Peter, fearing those people. What is the matter with you? He didn't fear the Sanhedrin, but he feared some of those of his own people who had come in, the Bible tells us, unawares back here in verse number 4. Well, he didn't take him in the back room and talk to him. He rebuked Peter before them all. That is, he identified the compromiser so that everybody would know, because Peter was having an influence against the truth. Verse 14 says, they walked not according to the truth. It is interesting that if we study in the book of Acts, we'll see that it was not long after this when they had that council meeting at Jerusalem concerning this very thing that Paul had rebuked Peter publicly for. Peter stood up and said, no, Paul is right. Paul is right. And then in 2 Peter chapter 3, as Peter is writing his final things about life and everything that's going on, he talks about our beloved brother Paul. And so that was Peter's response. He didn't go off and sulk somewhere and start getting, you know, some kind of bad feelings about Paul the Apostle. In fact, he very much appreciated him for setting him right. And what we need to do, and it's hard, it was difficult for Paul. That wasn't his best day when he had to do that publicly with his friend Peter. But he did it because the Bible is important, and the Word of God is important, and the truth of God is important, and the way that it should be done is important. And so what we need to do, if we're going to draw a line on this area of separation, we need to stand up and boldly say where that line is, and we need to identify the compromisers. We need to identify them that are going against the truth. And so we have two basic areas of responsibility. One is the home and one is the church. And so, Dad, you better let your family know who's the compromisers and who they aren't, or they're going to be following the wrong people. And as pastors, we better let our people know. We better identify the the compromisers, or we're going to lose our people. We're going to lose our people to the compromisers. And so again, the definition to identify means to determine who or what someone is. And a compromiser? Well, that is anyone who will accept standards that are not acceptable under the Lord. And all we need to do is look into the Bible and figure out what is acceptable under the Lord.